he is good, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good, for he is worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good, for he is worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good, for he is worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good, for he is worthy, he's worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good. He is worthy, be worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good. For he is worthy, he's worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good, for he is worthy, he's worthy. Yes, he is good, yes, he is good, for he is worthy. Yes, he's worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good. Hallelujah, he's good. He's worthy to be praised this morning. Hallelujah. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks, for he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks, because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. give thanks, give thanks, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Give thanks for the grateful heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. Oh, that's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. Because you paid the price for me. Yeah. Way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. And I lift you up. I magnify your name. Oh, that's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, 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 I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. Oh, that's why my heart is filled with praise, because you've been so good. That's why my heart, oh, that's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, 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 that's why my heart, that's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, you've been so good to me, oh God. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart is filled with faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you,
Denise Brown. Well, glory to God, glory to God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is the Master's Call. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we're tagging today, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good," and that comes from Psalms 34 and 8. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we glorify you, and we honor you. Lord, you have brought us this day, a new day, a new month, at the end of a year. And Lord God, we thank you that you brought us through thus far. We're tasting and seeing that you are truly good, that your mercy endures forever, that as we put our trust in you and meditate and depend on you, Lord God, we know that all is well. Father, we lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the co-founders of this call, and Lord, we ask that you continue to place your arms around them, strengthen them, and empower them, Lord God, and let them feel your presence this day like never before. Oh, Lord God, we know that you are our dwelling place, and Father God, right now, for every person on this call, Lord God, let them be in your dwelling place this day, oh God. Let them see your hand like never before, oh God. And we know, Lord God, as we taste and see that you're good, Lord God, we'll be careful to give your name praise and glory in every given situation. We know that these are some trying times, Lord God, but we thank you because you have brought us through. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the testimonies of the saints. We thank you, oh God, for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. So, Lord God, I ask that you anoint the messenger this morning, that you fill her like never before, oh God. And as she pours out to your people, Lord God, let us feel that anointing. Let us feel and even keep the words hidden in our hearts. And realize, Father God, that you have a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. I thank you for the anointing upon your messenger this morning. I thank you that we will receive what you have for us this day. I thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing in artist's life and its entirety. Bless all, Lord God, who hears my voice, and even those that couldn't make it. We know, Lord God, that you are the God of our salvation, and we thank you. Because truly, we will taste and see that you are good each and every day. This we're asking and saying thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that. Powerful. Oh, Lord, that tag. Oh, taste the Lord. Well, he is good. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you so much. Thank you for greeting us this morning with that powerful prayer. Start us with that powerful prayer this morning. Hallelujah. And let me just thank that song. Our song is thank you, Minister Rosalind, for ushering us in this morning for that praise and worship. And yes, but thank God this morning. I give him all the praise. Hallelujah, because he woke me up this morning. I can't thank him enough. Hallelujah, this morning. Yes, my name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm so happy this morning to be awake. Hallelujah. Let me just share with you a little about our call this morning. I am so thankful to be able to share with you October 2010, two of the most powerful co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on that journey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be on the journey this morning. Yes, we stand on the scripture, Psalms 88 and 13. But to you I cried out, O Lord, in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Amen. Our mission statement is to enrich, to empower believers as they begin their day. Hallelujah. Yes, as they begin their day. Well, let me just share with you again that we do have a website, and I'd like to say we can go to it 24/7. Anything that's going on in your life, you can wake up and say, let me just plug into this website, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. all the messages has been archived on that site, as well as our bio of our speakers. Our theme for the 2020 was Supernatural Eyes of Faith in Us and Through Us, and the evidence of great work must be released and seen. Hallelujah. If you've led by the Lord, be a part of this blessed ministry, as agreed as Minister Brenda Terrell, and a host as yours truly, or as share word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer journal minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But we do have a treat on Friday that you can stay over and give your praise report and prayer request. So that's the second half of our call on Friday. So we give you that privilege to do that. That's a beautiful thing. And I just want to say our phenomenal company is Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, with great products to help the world become healthy. And I always like to say wealthy, and you can share with anyone come 3 feet of you, just like I share this call. I certainly got to share, because if I, as you understand, for God has to wake us up in the morning, just be thankful. God is good. The new morning motivation call held Monday through Friday, right after this call, a team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of this wonderful Artist Life products. And that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. But we also have, if you have your service at T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro PCS, we have a bypass number that you can use. Call that first, and you will not be charged. That number was 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707, and you will not be charged. Today is Tuesday, Presidential Tuesday. We ask everyone right after this call to plug into that call so that you can get the information that you need, and our leaders over there will share with you. I also want to share with everyone, please check your back office twice a day, WhatsApp app, keep you staying in touch and connected with our company, Artist Life. There's so many things that are happening. The end of the month is already, well, this is December 1st. Wow. So, you know, artists always give us a treat a little more days after, but we just want to stay plugged in. And everyone that hit their rank, we thank you. God bless you. Let me just stop right now and just want to introduce to the speaker. She needs no introduction, but I have to just give you a little bit about her. So she is one of our awesome speakers here on the call, and her name is Prophet Kat Brown. Hallelujah. Prophet Kat Brown was born in New York City. Currently, she resides in the state of Texas, San Antonio, Texas. Prophet Kat received a B.S. in electronic engineering in 1996. She's called to the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary, where she received a Master's of Art, a Pastoral Counseling, and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She stands on the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. Amen? She has a wonderful son, Christopher, which is our son, who she loves so dearly. Prophet Kat is a publisher. Her first book is When the God Birth Ministry. Also, she's my prayer partner. She's also an artist distributor. I can go on and on about her, but we ask everyone to review the website, and you can read her entire bio. And let me just introduce yourself, present to none other than my dear friend here, Prophet Kat. Prophet Kat, are you out there?
I am, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away, darling.
Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for hosting with such Jesus joy. And to our Mississippi Queen and Prayer General, Minister Brenda Terrell, for just opening us up with prayer and seating and greeting us. And to my dear sister friend, Psalmist Minister Roslyn, for just setting the atmosphere. And, of course, I would you know, be remiss if I did not say thank you to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes is why we can be here today. But we know that we give all honor, all praise, and all glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to our big brother and daddy God. We just give them all the praise. So this morning, you know, the last time I was before you, I told you, oh, I'm done with the B series. And the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night and said, no, you're not quite done yet. We started out with be at peace. Be at peace was how we started it. Be the example was the next one. And be joyful was the last one we talked. And the Lord said, yeah, you talked about being all of those things I have instilled in you, all of those things I have given you. He has given us his peace. He has given us his joy. He has given us the example that we are to be. He said, but now I need you to talk to my people about their part, which is being equipped. So today's word is be equipped. And I was laughing because one of the scripture references that he gave me for this message was a passage from the book of Psalms 34, and it's 8-14, and I will get to that, but it's funny that this morning has been all about taste and see that the Lord is good. So that's one of the scriptures that we will get to as we go through this Be Equipped series, because that's part of how we become equipped. That's part of the work we have to do. See, God wants us to do our part, and our part in all of this is to be equipped for whatever he brings us to. So that means taking all of the lessons that we've learned through our walk with him and putting them in our tool belt so that we are equipped for that next lesson. So if you would turn with me, to 2 Timothy 2:15, and it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So how do we become equipped? If God is telling us to be equipped for what I'm bringing you to, how do we become equipped? Study to show thyself approved. That means we've got to jump into the word and know the word and live the word and meditate on the word, but we have to be word-filled to be able to be equipped, because any situation that we come to, we should be able to speak to that situation. We should be able to speak to that circumstance. We should be able to speak to that person God places before us to give them what they need to become equipped. So we have to first be equipped before we can walk out and equip others. So we have to do our part. We have to make sure we're studying to show ourselves approved so that God can see, okay, my daughter, my son, they're doing those things I need them to do so that I can take them to that next level. They are equipping themselves with the word so that they can utilize the word to help others. See, the word should be our focus. Our relationship with God is based on his word, not based on the feeling we have about him, you know, based on our salvation, but even that salvation is based on the word. Because it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So he gave Jesus so that we could be returned to right relationship with him. See, our salvation is based on the word of God. So we have to study that word and understand that word and get into that word so that we can be equipped to do that which God has purposed us for. So I don't know about you, but I want to be equipped. I want to be ready when God takes me to that next situation or circumstance so that I can face it head on and not have to go, you know, and prepare after I've seen what the situation is. God wants us prepared in the present tense. He wants us equipped to handle anything he allows to come to us. Yes, we get to lean on him through the process, but we need to be equipped. We need to do our part. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. See, here we go again. It's telling us the word, all scripture, the word, is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, so that the servant, us, of God, we the children of God who serve him, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So God is here telling us in the word yet again, hey, I need you equipped for every good work. Everything I bring you to, every work I have for you to do, I need you equipped. And how do you get equipped? All scripture is God-breathed. And what does that scripture do? It teaches us, it rebukes us, it corrects us, and it trains us. So all it's doing is equipping us. But if we're not in the word, then we're not doing our part to be equipped, and therefore God cannot take us where he's trying to get us all to go. I don't know about you, but I want to be where God desires me to be, because that's my perfect placement. So where he desires us, where he wants to take us, is that perfect place for our lives. But are we equipped for it? Have we done the work? Have we spent time in the word? Have we spent time seeking God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for us? Are we doing our part to be equipped? I don't know about you, but I've had extra time over the last year in 2020. So I've spent a little more time in my word, not as much as I should have in my estimation. And so each day I do better, but am I equipped for 2021? Am I equipped for December of 2020? Because we don't even know what December of 2020 is going to bring us. But are we equipped? Have we spent time in the word getting ready for what our new normal looks like after the coronavirus? Have we spent time in the word being equipped for whatever this next season of our lives has for us? Have we spent time, let me break it down for our artist businesses, have we spent time being equipped, learning what the products are, listening to the leadership, being able to give that information to those God gives us to present the opportunity to, or even just to present the product to? Do we know what we need to know about the product to be able to give people the information that they need to be able to make an informed choice? Are we being equipped for what God called us to? I don't know about you, but I want to be equipped. I want to be ready for what God has brought me to. Hebrews 13:20-21. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and amen. Equip you with every good for doing his will. See, he will even, you know, even though being equipped is us doing our part, he gives it to us through Christ Jesus. But our part is to take it in, to meditate on it, to understand it, to grow in it. So that as each situation and circumstance that God brings us to, we aren't knocked down and out every time, but instead we can stand in the midst of the storm, knowing that God has us, knowing if we speak the word to the storm,
See, God gave you that mountain because he trusted you would speak to it and have it cast into the sea so that others could see what your relationship with him looks like. That's the being the example. But are we doing our part? Well, Prophet Kai, what is our part? What is our part? Y'all know me. I'm definitely, definitely into the practical. So, again, we go back to Psalms 34, 8 through 14. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you, his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. For those who fear him lack nothing. Fear not isn't scared or afraid, but reverence him lack nothing. So we are equipped when we reverence the Lord. The lion may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. What do we do to be prepared? First, we reverence the Lord. Then we seek him, as we see in verse 10. But those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. He's equipping us with all the good things from his word because we are seeking him. Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Verse 11, come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you to fear the Lord. See, in every one of these verses, he's telling us how to be equipped. Come and listen. And he will teach us to reverence God. And if we reverence him, then we will lack no good thing. If we seek him, all these things shall be added unto us. Are we doing our part to be equipped? Whoever of you loves life and desires to see my good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. How are we being equipped? Stop lying. Keep your tongue from evil talk. Stop backbiting and murmuring against God. He's equipping us to do everything he's brought us to. I don't know about you, but I want to be equipped. I want to be ready. I want to be able to speak to my mountain. I want to be able to say, peace be still to the storms that come to my life. And even if, at that moment, the storm does not stop, I know that my God is bigger than my storm. And that if the storm doesn't stop, then he's equipped me to stand in the midst of it and walk through it. So we have to just be dedicated to making sure that we are doing our part. We have to be equipped for the journey ahead. When we go on a trip, we don't, you know, just leave home and get in the car and just drive off. We pack a bag. We plan our route. We turn on our Google Maps. We equip ourselves with the knowledge that we need to take that physical journey. Why then would we not be equipped to take the spiritual journey God is taking us on? We have to be equipped. And that means reverencing God. That means fearing him. That means taking refuge in him. I love this. The lion may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. I could stop right there. And you know what? I'm going to have to stop right there now that I just looked down and saw what time it is. But we will continue this Be Equipped because God has given me a list of practical things that I have flown through this morning. But I am going to come back before you the next time and go through that practical step-by-step list that God has given me. Because sometimes just having those practical things to do is helpful in our process. So just be equipped. Be ready for whatever God brings us to. Be ready to stand before the Lord. Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, thank you so much. I was started to talk, and I said, oh, my God, my God. Thank you so much, Minister Prophet Kai, for that most on-time word. That's a powerful word. Are we equipped? Hallelujah. That's what I have to say. Are we equipped? So let me thank you for this again, this performance, this powerful word, and I'm so glad to hear that this morning. And let me just say I'm going to have a few announcements, and when I come back, I will ask you to close us out in the benediction, please. So let me just want to pray over our prayer request. Hallelujah, this morning. Father, we know our promises come true. We thank you. Help us to follow the example of those who go on inherit your promises because of our faith and patience. Thank you this morning for Prophet Kai for this on-time word. We are doing the best to be equipped. God is equipping us. We must be equipped for to be on this spiritual journey. We thank you this morning. We bless you this morning. We praise that God, we ask that you give overflow of blessing after blessing for this, that she won't have enough room to hold it, Lord Jesus. We thank, we honor our two co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for sharing us this past 10 years to worship and come closer and trusting in God. Hallelujah. On that spiritual journey, we are equipped. Hallelujah. This morning, let me just thank you this morning. Pray for our Diaz de Leon family, everyone in Diaz de Leon, for sharing the artist's life worldwide. We thank you this morning for the prayer warriors, the guests, and the new guests that join us this morning, and the artist's scripture that join us this morning. Lift up Mother Joseph, Mother Eleanor, Mother Owens, Mother Scott, Mother Frances, and give them the strength to move forward. Hallelujah. We pray for every frontline worker and their families, nursing home, hospitals, anyone incarcerated, Lord. If anyone been touched by COVID-19 this morning, Lord, touch them like never before, Lord. Heal them. Take them whole. Pray for every bereaving family this morning, knowing that you are there for them, knowing that everything God sees in loss and our prayer, he comfort us in peace and all understanding. We look to him for so that our hearts can be whole again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I know you would like to come, like to listen to this playback message again, and I'm going to share this number with you. This number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. That PIN number is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. As I shared with you before, this is a Presidential Tuesday. Please, everyone, plug into the call. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And I thank you, Minister Brenda, for feeding and greeting us with your powerful prayer and opening us up this morning. Thank you, Minister Rollins, for ushering us in this morning for that praise and worship. And, Lord, I can't thank you enough, Prophet Kyle, again, for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us out in a benediction, please?
And thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father, we thank you for this time. We just want to make sure that we are doing our part and glorifying you and seeking your will for our lives. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with every good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace and wear your mask. Bye-bye.